be a better you. You gotta rise up, rise up. There's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out. As long as you believe and trust that you can rise up. Don't tell God about your great big problems. Tell your problems about your great big God. Step aside and let Him solve them. You can win against all the odds. You can rise up, rise up. Be a better you. You can rise up, rise up. There's nothing you can't do. You may be down, but you're not out. As long as you believe and trust.
Consideration for access to Rise Up was paid for this week by Warner Brothers.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
You're tuned in to the broadcast ministry of Cornerstone Church in Ramsey, Michigan. We're glad you're with us today. Now let's join Pastor Todd as we allow God's Word to build our faith.
Well, good morning. It's great to have you with us again. I count it a great privilege to be able to open the Word of God with you this morning. Cornerstone is a church that is built upon His Word because His Word is something that we can trust. We're going to read a scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 in a moment, but it just reminds me again and again how in this world we need a compass that will give us clarity into how we should live. And so as we take this next 30 minutes, I believe that God's going to give each one of you even a greater level of understanding from His Word. When it says we shall know the Word, we shall know it when we take it in, and it shall accomplish what God sent it to do. Think of that, that there's a purpose that you're listening this morning, that God's purpose and plan for you, that He wants to establish His promises in your life, and that you're going to gather. It says in Romans that when we hear the Word, what happens is there's a miraculous thing that takes place, and it increases the faith, the capacity, the ability of your life to step into those moments, into those places with a greater intensity, a greater level of faith from taking in the Word. And so this morning, my prayer for you today is that a miracle would happen and that your faith would increase, that you would sense and know the strength to continue in this path that Christ has called you, that you would have the ability that God would give you to step into places not by your own strength, but by His faith, and to believe for the promises. This week, my prayer for you is that by faith, you would step into these places and that you would see God's power demonstrated in your life. See, we're no different. Each one of us have been given places where God's calling us to step into. And He's calling us by faith to step into these places. We've just finished up our third week, our high school camp, packed with young people that are seeking the will of God for their lives, the plan of God. in this world where there's so many things that want to distract us and cause us to become so at times despairing, I want to declare to you today that there's still a remnant. There's still young people that say, I want to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and I'm going to embrace all the promises and the plans that God has for my life. I've been thinking a lot about this as I become older. As we've been doing camps now, like for 28 years, and I've had the ability to see kids come to camp, and now to see those young people, and they're bringing their children to camp, and that's been just a wonderful thing. Is I've thought about this concept that what the Bible tells us again and again is this life is like a race, and Paul speaks to the greatest detail about that, about our life is a race. And this last week I was praying because I feel like I'm in the last leg of this race. I'm in the final leg of it. A few weeks ago, I had my grandson Jack with me for a day, and any day with Jack is a good day because that guy is just he is just such a blessing to me. My first grandson, and I'd like to think that I was like Jack when I was small, and that just I'd like to say, man, I that was such childlike faith in that kid. And several weeks ago, he was in my prayer shed with me, and he likes to go to the prayer shed out in the back of our property because he has a real propensity of catching mice, and so I have a couple mouse traps set in my prayer shed, and so he said, Pa, let's go check the traps. And so we were out there checking the mouse traps to make sure that there wasn't, you know, no mice in them. And he wants to make sure that we got that straightened out. And so we were looking around in the prayer shed. And then he said, how about you tell me a story, Pa? And so I told him a story. And he told him a story of David and Goliath. And he said, I already heard that one, Pa. And so he said, I want to tell me another story. And so I told him another Bible story. So we were there, and he found this. He found this tin. It's a little steel tin. It's about maybe 3 inches by 3 inches with a cover on it. And he found that, and he said, "What's in here?" And so I opened it up, and what was in there is his dad. His dad in high school. His dad, unlike me, it was very fast. And so he won a lot of medals in 4 years of running track. That little box was just filled with, I bet, not exaggerating, there's probably 40 to 50 medals in there, all these medallions that he was given. And he said, my son was just getting rid of stuff, and he had left that to throw away. And I said, I don't want to throw that away. So I took it to my prayer shed, and so I just put it in there. And I've got a lot of things in my prayer shed, and some people would say that they're junk, but to me, they just remind me of things. They remind me of some incredible things in my life. And so I can sit there in the quietness of that prayer shed and just look around and see my grandfather's gloves that I remember him shucking corn for his chickens when he was retired, and he still wanted to be a farmer, and see a hat there and see a Bible there that was my grandmother's, and just things that I remember. And so I said to Jack, I said, yeah, that's just, and he said, Pa, could I have a few of these medals? And I said, oh, sure you can. And so he took them home, and I totally forgot about it until a couple weeks ago on a Monday. He showed up at my house, and I noticed when he got out of the car with Robin that he had a medal hung to his little shirt. And I said to him, I said, what's that medal on your shirt? And he said, oh, that's my medal. And so it was one of his dad's medal, and it had a little pin on it, and he clipped it. He wanted Robin to clip it to his shirt when he woke up that morning. And so she clipped it on his shirt, and he wore that around. And later he got that shirt all dirty and wet, and so he had to change it. But he wanted to make sure he got that medal off and put it on the new shirt he put on. And I looked at that medal when I was taking it off, and it said that that medal was given to Caleb because he had run the last leg of a 400-meter race, and he was the leg, and they won first place. And I don't remember if it was a conference or it was in the whatever it was, but that meet that they had won, and he had long run that last leg. And I've been thinking about that I'm in the last leg of this journey. Maybe you're in the last leg of this journey. And what Christ is calling us to is run in such a way, think of this, run in such a way that you win the prize. That's what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9. It says, run in such a way that you win the prize. And it's not about starting out the race, it's about ending the race that's so important. Certainly the start is important. When you get to the last leg of the race, you need to have some endurance, especially in our camps, as we just haul a bushel bass, tell them to run this race and to run it with endurance and to make sure Christ Jesus. So, I can't let these things distract me. I can't let these, especially as he comes to the last leg of his journey. And he's in this Roman prison, and many people believe that this was his last letter that he wrote. And so he wants to encourage people, but he also wants us to identify, to understand that he has ran this race and now he's at the end. And it's never too late to start the race. And it's always so vitally important that you keep your eyes on the right prize. I didn't plan to say that, but maybe for someone right now, you say, you know what? I have not run the right race. I've been pursuing other things all my life. I've been pursuing other prizes. And today God's Spirit is speaking to you right now. And that word that I didn't plan to say, but you're listening and you heard it right now. It's never too late to start the right race. Oh, listen, it's never too late to start the race, the right race. And Christ is calling you into this place. It says here, starting in chapter 3, verse 16, Paul writes, all scripture is breathed out by God. It's profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God, the man, or and this means, doesn't matter gender, it means that you've been created in the image of God, man or woman of God, be complete, equipped for every good work. So he says to Timothy, I charge you, Timothy, in the presence of God. He says, I charge each one of us in the presence of God through Christ, who is to judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be ready in season and out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time will come, think of this, when people will not endure sound teaching. Having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers, don't miss this, teachers to suit their own passions. And they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. But as for you, always be sober-minded, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come, and I have fought the good fight. Think of this. I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the judge, the righteous judge, will award me. The Lord, the righteous judge, he will award me on that day. But not only to me, but also to all of those who have loved his appearing. When I read that, I think I'm included in that scripture. But not only to me, Paul says, but to all those who have loved his appearing. I'm looking forward to his appearing. I'm looking forward to his return. And so how I live today matters. That I don't want to be caught up in all these other things. And so he lays down the pattern. He lays down the route of the race. Get that in the first portion of the scripture. He says he lays down this route that you have to step into. You have to be a part of this race. And so he says this word, the scripture, is breathed out by God. And what he says is, when you understand that, it gives you the, you might be complete and equipped for every good work. What I think about that is I think that that is the thing that strengthens me. When runners run a race, there's a certain diet that they, many of them, levels of protein they take in and liquids, because they understand that to complete that race, they have to have the right nutrients in their bodies. Paul, I believe, is saying that you and I, to complete this race, we have to rest and rely upon the Word. Because what the Word does is, like I said earlier, that it gives you faith, that it encourages you, that it equips you. And when you step into the race filled with faith, you have the endurance. And it says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, run with endurance this race that's been set before you. Keep your mind clear. Keep your heart clear so that you can know what really matters. And like I said, you stay on the route. What did Paul say to the Galatians? Who cut in on you and kept you from finishing the course? What a statement he makes there. Who had the audacity, the ability? You were running so well. You started out on the right route, but you've wandered off. You've taken a detour. He's talking about going back into legalism, that their righteousness was by what they were doing, the foods that they were eating, the ceremonial things that they were doing. Paul's saying you're trusting in your own flesh. No, we have to, the Word is very clear that it's by grace that we've been saved. It's been by grace that we've been called into this race. And we're reminded it's not of my abilities, it's of what Christ has already done. When he said it's finished at the cross, he meant it was finished. And when we step into that at the starting line and say, oh Christ, I need your forgiveness, I need your mercy, fill me today with your Spirit. And then we rely upon him, and we continue to be strengthened by his Word and the Spirit. It says that Spirit breathed into us. And so then he warns Timothy. He said, stay with this and begin to reprove and rebuke and exhort with complete patience, he says here in verse 2, and teaching. For a time will come, and I believe that we're in that time, more so than ever before, that people will not endure sound teaching. Get that word? Endurance. When you run this race, you have endurance. When you go off course, you lack endurance. You lose endurance. And it says they will not endure sound teaching because it's going to cost them something. There's always a cost to following Christ. And it says they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions that will tell them that sin is okay, that you can live any way you want to, that you can operate in the flesh. Thinking of last week in Ephesians, Paul talks so clearly about things that we should no longer allow in our lives. We talked about how clamor and evil speaking and all those things, idolatry, all the sexual immorality. He says, don't allow any of these things in your life. That's sound teaching. That's the truth of God's Word. And so he says, there's going to be those that will accumulate for themselves, and it's like they've taken and they've stopped running the race because what they've been told goes against what their passions, their emotions, their desires tell them. There's a cost to running the race. And he says, be sober-minded. Endure these sufferings. When you're in a race, you have to endure some sufferings. You have to say the prize is worth what it's going to cost me. Think of that. The prize is worth what it's going to cost me. Jesus said there will be a great reward in heaven who do what God's called you to do, who have left mothers and fathers and families and lands for the sake of the gospel. And he says, your reward will be great. When you operate and you say, it's not about my comfort, it's not about me, it's about Christ. And we set our minds because there's a prize that's waiting for us. Isn't that what Paul says? He says, I'm already being poured out in verse 6 as a drink offering. The time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. Think of what he says. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. What declarations he declares. Oh, I have ran this race. I have finished this fight. Oh, I pray that, and I walk carefully because I want to be able to, at the end of my life, in this last leg, say I didn't wander. I didn't get distracted by other things. I kept the prize, the upward call of God in Christ Jesus as the most prominent thing in my life. That's the priority of my life. See, it's not how you start the race. It's how you end the race. And Paul says, I'm ready, he says. I have finished this race, and I have kept this faith. Oh, what a declaration of victory. But to every victory, as we said, there's a great cost. Paul said, I beat my body that it's a slave to me, and I'm not a slave to it. Paul's saying, I've set my heart to seek his kingdom and his will first. That scripture keeps running through my mind. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to your life. It comes with the priority of our lives to say, no, I'm going to seek the prize that he says, well done, good and faithful servant. When Paul says, I've kept the faith, it's what he wants to hear at the end when he says, that's what I'm longing to hear, is good and faithful servant. You've kept the faith. You've kept the faith. You didn't do what was the easiest. You set your sight and you ran with endurance this race. And at the end you say, the victory, it's all because of Christ. He said, henceforth in verse 8, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. Oh, when you seek his kingdom and his righteousness, he says at the end of your life that you're going to receive the crown of righteousness. And who's going to give it to you? The Lord. Oh, what a powerful promise this is. That the Lord, he is the righteous judge. Oh, I've witnessed in this last week, there are people that we have assembled an amazing team of people. The logistics of what we do in these last 3 weeks is enormous. The level of preparation is beyond what some could believe. As to do camps for 3 weeks for over 100 kids, with all the food and all the care and all the things that have to go into it. And I was watching this team last week, and I said to them, wow, it so encourages me. Some of these people take time, vacation time, so they can come and they can get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and they can cook and make meals and do all the other things. We have security on site. They come and going to take some time off to stay up late to make sure everything's secure in that campground. We believe this, that we honor the Lord with everything that we do. And everything that we do, even though at times it's so costly. And I said to them, I said, oh, there's going to be a reward for you. Because they've done it out of the love of God. The love that they have for God, and then it's demonstrated in their life. See, when you operate, when you understand that your life is not your own, that you have been bought with a price, and that we're called to glorify God with our lives. Oh, see, that's not for those that will go off and find teachers that will tell them what they want to hear. They will listen to the word that will convict them and challenge them and say, oh, it'll be worth it all. Rita Springer sings one of my favorite songs, and she sings, it will be worth it all. One day it will be worth it all. I am absolutely, completely convinced that one day when Paul received the prize, he said, oh, it was worth it all. I don't regret any of it. The cost, oh, the bit I invested has paid out in such great dividends. Oh, it will be worth it all. See, we either live for this world or we live for the next one. I love what Dave Ramsey said, and it's about finances, but I think it's about really my life. I want to live like no one else, so one day I will live. I will experience the absolute beyond belief. It says, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, nor even has entered into the mind the things that God has prepared for those who love him. This is just a test we're walking through. The race is just a test. But one day you and I that have set Christ as the prize in our life, say, oh, may Christ be glorified. May Christ be honored. May I live as an example of the love and the light of Christ. May I reflect that in my very nature. And he said, oh, well done. The payout will be beyond what I can imagine. The peace and the joy that is out of this world. See, I believe that firmly. Paul believed that. He said, this is going to be given to me. And it's going to be awarded to me. It's not going to be some metal that collects dust in a little tin. Those are the earthly accomplishments. And I certainly understand some of that. But see, your award will be something that will never dust and it will never tarnish. It will not be something of... He said, oh, when you did these little things that you thought were of no real significance. Remember, you gave a cup of water in my name. You visited someone in my name. You went to a jail in my name. And the world was not watching, but heaven was watching. Get that? We live in the physical where we think about what people will see and how the world will watch us. I see all these people that are pining away after the accolades of this world and the awards of this world, but they will tarnish. But when we've done it unto Christ, when we've set our sights and saying, oh, may Christ be glorified, may Christ be lifted up in my life, I do it as unto you. And I watched that these last 3 weeks, packing kids' luggage and vans and driving buses and doing all the things that have to happen for kids to experience the presence of Jesus, for them to encounter the manifest presence where they know, not just in a book, but they know that Christ is alive and that he's real. Some of you have given so that we could do what we've done. Oh, I am so grateful for those who invest financially so that we can experience, so kids can experience the manifest presence of Jesus. So we can hand out a baton and we can tell them, oh, run. It'll be worth it all one day. Oh, you won't regret this race. Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. Oh, know the prize. One day it'll be worth it all. Oh, today I tell you, have you stepped into this race and Christ is calling people right now? You've been pursuing other things and Christ is saying, oh, no. And today you want to lay it all down and you say, I want to start this race today. I want to pray for you right now. I want to pray with you. Maybe for some, you feel like you've been distracted by other things. And Christ is calling you right now. And he's saying, oh, put those things aside. Fix your eyes on me. Today he's going to give you the strength that you need. He's going to give you endurance because it comes from him, through him. Father, thank you for people right now. Thank you for those that are saying, I got to step into this race. There's a baton waiting for you. Will you grab hold of that baton and will you run this race? Maybe you say, well, I've never started, but today is a day. Oh, ask him to forgive you and fill you right now. Jesus, would you forgive people right now where they have just been off running their own thing, doing their own thing? Today, you're calling people into this race. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you today, God, that you're moving mountains today for people. You're getting things out of the way. God, you're giving people endurance to keep the course, stay the course. And so we trust you for that. We believe that, God, you're going to do great things right now. You're going to release people from all the baggage and all the bondages that have stopped them and held them up from running. And today, you're going to give them the freedom they need to run, Jesus. So do that. Do that for me. Do that for them. We thank you today that you are moving right now. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, thanks again for joining us. May this challenge that you've heard today just resonate all week long, the rest of your life, that you're in a race and that the prize will be worth it all. We pray for you consistently each week.
But you better be on time. Any man of mine will say it fits just right when last year's dress is just a little too tight. And anything I do will say that'll be okay when I have a bad hair day. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, looking better than me. And when I cook him dinner and I burn it black, he better say, I like it like that, yeah. And if I change my mind a million times, I wanna hear him say, yeah. Diana of mine.
Plastic cup, I say yes, ma'am, fill her up. Tell me something good that I don't know. 'Cause this world's been kicking my behind. Life ain't been a friend of mine. Lately I've been feeling kinda low. And she looked back over her shoulder, pointed at the sign hanging up on the wall. Say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't worth spilling your drink. Everything's gonna be
head and said that's for sure. Dropped a few bucks in the mason jar. Felt those good old neon vibes on me. And whatever monkey that was on my back, he jumped off just like that, right into the deep blue sea. And I look back over her shoulder, thinking about the sun hanging up on the wall. Let's say everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be alright. Alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright. Nobody's gotta worry about nothing. Don't go hitting that panic button. It ain't near as bad as you think. Everything's gonna be
dress, let down your hair, cancel those reservations, there's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now, girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy, There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me the girl that's beautiful, without a trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I wanna see. Give me that. Give me that girl. Give me that girl loving up on me. Old t-shirt and a pair of jeans. That's the you I want to see. Give me that girl. Give me that girl.
Day gone, time to pack it up and head on home. Sun's gonna rise and I know I gotta do it all over again. There's only two ways through this town and I don't ever take the other way around. I see the lights and I slow down, it's like they pull me in. I was gonna cry but I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar still calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song came on. For keeping that neon burning on me. I was gonna drive by, I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard a bar stool calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky-tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink. And then a country song. Song came on, save it for the end of the week. And then a country song came on. I was gonna drive by, I wasn't gonna stop. Then my old truck found a front row spot. Gonna drop in, but I wasn't gonna stay. Then I heard an old plane calling my name. Wasn't gonna let the bar twist my arm, but I'm helpless in a honky tonk. Said I wasn't gonna drink.
so I'll keep a tight grip on the bottle, getting loose and killing time. This killing time is killing me. Drinking my supply, thinking I won't see that if I cross.
Talking to you on the phone, I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. I got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now, girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Time it is, I just gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding.
under an old brass paperweight is my list of things to do today. Go to the bank and the hardware store, put a new lock on the cellar door. I cross them off as I get them done, but when the sun is set, there's still more than a few things left I haven't got to yet. Go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove, play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wave the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Wouldn't change the course of fate. You're cutting the grass, just had to wait. Cause I've got more important things, like pushing my kid on a backyard swing. I won't break my back for $1 million. I can't take to my grave, so I put off for tomorrow what I could get done today. Like go for a walk, say a little prayer, take a deep breath of mountain air, put on my glove and play some catch. It's time that I make time for that. Wade the shore, cast a line, look up an old lost friend of mine. Sit on the porch and give my girl a kiss. Start living, that's the next thing on my list. Raise a little hell, laugh till it hurts, put an extra $5 in the plate at church. Call up my folks just to chat. It's time and I make time for that. Stay up late, then oversleep, show her what she means to me. Catch up on all the things I've always missed. Just start living, that's the next thing on my list. Under an old brass paperweight, my list of things to do today.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave. As you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you
digging up for someone like me. I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions before you get up and leave.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know drive so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not you, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. Until that's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die.